In a sure sign of spring, businesses on the Homer Spit, at least a handful of them, are opening up for the 2010 summer tourist season. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has this report.
Although snowdrifts, surging tides, and biting winter winds might say otherwise, summertime is on the minds of some Spit business owners. The sports shed, which rents rooms for summer visitors and specializes in bait and tackle, opened on March 1st. Owner Tabor Ashment describes his first month of business as beyond slow.
It's still winter. Now, we had a good week for the Derby, the Winter King Derby, and that's why we open up early. But after the Winter King Derby's over and the snow came back and the freezing temperatures, it just slows right down. So when spring comes, things will pick up.
Ashment has been busying himself stocking the store and working on fishing rods. When the tourists start to trickle in around the 1st of May, he says he'll expand his hours, opening the store at 5:30 every morning. Debbie Wise, owner of the Fish Connection gift shop, waited until April 1st to open her doors on the otherwise deserted Cannery Row boardwalk. In her first week of business, she's only seen 4 or 5 customers walk through the door. Like Ashment, Wise is using the time to get her shop in order, completing paperwork, stocking shelves, and organizing displays. She has tempered hopes for the 2010 tourist season.
Well, hopefully it'll be as well as we did last year. If we do better than that, I'll be excited. Last year I was down a little bit, but not bad. Not as bad as some of the people I've heard.
Wise expects things to pick up when the annual Ketchikan Bay Shorebird Festival kicks off May 6th. She'll be looking to do some hiring before then, she says, and will likely end up with around a dozen seasonal employees working between the 3 gift shops she owns. The Homer Spit's most famous business, the Salty Dog Saloon, was a seasonal business too for over 25 years, until last year when they experimented with staying open during the winter. That experiment paid off well enough for the dog to stay open again this winter. Inside, about a half dozen patrons took refuge from the winter winds, while manager Holland Smith poured drinks.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Ann. Hi.
Carolyn took coffee.
Okay. All
right. If you got coffee, maybe.
I do. Why? It's fresh, even though it's low.
Likewise, Smith is also looking forward to the Shorebird Festival. For the 5th year in a row, the Salty Dog will host the festival's bird call competition.
That's always a lot of fun. In the past, this place has been packed. People get up. We have an amateur competition and then a serious competition, and people win prizes. We give away door prizes. People get up from the audience, people you don't expect, and they have their favorite bird call. And there's last year we had people that were like researchers out in the Pribilofs and other people that were up from down south that got up and did some really great storm petrels, and it's a really fun event.
Things at the Salty Dog usually start hopping around Memorial Day weekend, says Smith.
You know, sometimes it kicks off a little bit before that because more people are coming out and opening up their shops, and, you know, people are come in and say hi to one another and see what's going on. You know, it's kind of a good meeting place for that.
In addition to the Sports Shed, Fish Connection, and the Salty Dog, Captain Paddy's Seafood Restaurant is open, at least for part of the week, as is the Happy Face Restaurant. A sign on the door of local favorite Glacier Drive-In Burger Joint says it will open April 16th. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selby.